about my pink
powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all. The Zone's weekly picks are presented by Arkansas Flag and Banner.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
Arkansas Flag and Banner has your hog hookup, from apparel to tailgating gear.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Come in and check out over 1,000 Razorback items. Get to Arkansas Flag and Banner off I-630 or online at flagandbanner.com. Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
Well, everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Yes, it's serious, but let's have a little fun with it as well. It's also a game that's meant to be enjoyed. You know, college football is fun, so let's have some fun.
Boy, how appropriate that we got Mike Leach and John L. Smith back-to-back at the end of that clip.
It used to be fun.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, nobody's having any at Washington State or Arkansas right now. Although the Hogs can stay in bowl contention with a win this week. They are catching 6.5 on the road against Mississippi State. We talked to John Carrero, the sideline reporter yesterday from Mississippi State. They are not 100% healthy. Perkins, their running back, is getting closer. Nile Davis is back this week for Arkansas. Chris Gregg's still out. We know Arkansas, even when they have good teams, has struggled on the road at Mississippi State. Pigskin, what are you doing?
Writing down picks.
Okay, I mean, what are you doing on this game?
Well, you've got to pick Arkansas. And I thought you said last game was we were not going
to. I like
go to
Arkansas's offense. I hate their defense. I said that at the beginning of the year.
We've been saying that all
year.
It's
been a train wreck. I got to go with the home team. I need more cowbell, Mississippi State.
I thought you said last week if we didn't win, we didn't get to go to a bowl game.
You didn't even show up last week, so don't worry about it.
Quit talking. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Arkansas, Mississippi State. Sweet Carrie.
You know it's Arkansas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Bulldogs.
Okay.
Yeah,
Mike.
I just
can't buy it?
No.
I'm going to take Arkansas.
Good. Glad you did.
Carrie, just you and me, kid. We're on an island. ASU is on the road at Troy. Two high-powered offenses squaring off. By that same rationale, Pigskin, will you take the home team?
I've done really well picking Gus this year, but I'm going with the home team. Troy is solid. Played Tennessee very tough on the road. I think Troy wins a close one at home.
The top offense in the Sun Belt Conference is playing in this game, and that's Troy, not ASU.
You have no loyalty, and we're not even winning anything. You can say anything.
Hey, the truth will set you free.
Well, does this, if they win this, are they out of first place, or is this to decide?
No,
I guess it depends.
They still have to win
Tennessee
next week against Middle, yeah. I got to go with Troy, too, just because they're at home. If this game was at Arkansas State, I would definitely take Gus.
I got to go with Gus.
I want Gus to win badly. That makes next week really fun.
We're all just making this up, so wish what you want.
Arkansas State Indians.
I don't like their chances this week. The Red Wolves might win. Tennessee and Vandy, the battle for the Volunteer State. Vanderbilt's favored in this game, which is totally awesome.
It's at Vandy, right?
Yeah, it's at Vandy, I think. I'm going to double-check that. Because now that I wrote it down that way, I'm not sure. Vanderbilt is a 3.5-point home favorite over the Tennessee Volunteers, which means the people in Las Vegas say this game is pretty much even.
Which means Tennessee must not be very good, huh?
This just in, Tennessee's not very good, Carrie.
Tennessee's who I'm going with, though.
And there's bad blood from last year's game. Vandy was very upset about Tennessee celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going with Vandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There is a bunch going on with that.
Yes, there is.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around Tennessee, not only losing to Vanderbilt, but not being as good as Vanderbilt as a program.
It's a weird universe, for sure.
Isn't that the game where Vandy
as much as Derek Dooley knows he needs to win?
Oh, I am going with Vandy just because they got a bad rap that time.
Those players, I just don't know if he's got all those players on board. I mean, isn't there a time in the season where
this is over, let's just quit, he's gone? Exactly.
It's already there. Yes.
We've reached critical mass in Knoxville.
Justin, who do you got?
I got to take Vanderbilt, unless, one caveat, I want to throw in a Pat Bradley caveat deal.
Okay.
If Arkansas hires James Franklin today, before the game starts tomorrow, the distraction will cost them the game. Deal. Otherwise, I like Vanderbilt.
Deal.
All right.
Vandy got a bad rap last year.
USC-UCLA, the battle for the City of Angels. UCLA is home, and they will not be getting any swords stuck in their logo at midfield. I take UCLA at home as much as I think USC is probably going to win.
Go UCLA. The best thing about this game, they're both wearing their home jerseys. That's really cool. They should do that more often. Yeah, it's like blue versus red.
They are both home.
Instead of the dumb white thing.
But not just like in the election?
Yeah.
The blue states
won. Red state and blue state.
And the blue states win?
I'm going to go with the red state here.
But the blue states won the election, right?
Well, yeah, but they're going to get their revenge.
Okay, I'm going to stick with the blue states.
Well, UCLA let me down last time I went with them, so I'm going with USC.
I'm going USC.
Good pick.
Acre, you're on the island twice.
UCLA Island.
No, I have Carrie's with me on Arkansas Island. Oh, yeah. Stanford's at Oregon. Stanford is catching 20.5. 20.5 Stanford is catching.
God, that's a lot.
Only one team has played him close, and it was a similar styled team in USC. I will go Oregon wins.
By 21.
Yes, I hope.
I'm going Stanford.
What do you think about Oregon this week?
Oregon.
You're going to Stanford,
Oregon.
Huh?
Oregon. Aren't they number two or something?
Crazy Mike, you like Oregon?
No, I like Stanford. I like all the dogs except for Arkansas.
Okay. Well, that's really sad. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. I'm wearing orange. Oklahoma State's at home. I'm going Oklahoma State today.
Oklahoma.
Pigskin Pete gets it done.
Oklahoma State's a 10-point favorite, by the way.
Oh.
Unless Tommy Tuberville slaps another assistant. I mean, they've been put on notice. They might really coach hard this week.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, you don't have to smack guys every week. You only got to smack them once, and then the word gets around, right?
Exactly.
Would you go
and
with
he didn't even have crawfish biscuits in his hand.
That grad assistant got shortchanged.
I'm going to send him some crawfish biscuits.
You should. This is actually a fantastic matchup this week. Former Broyles Award finalist at Utah State facing the next Arkansas coach at La Tech this weekend at La Tech.
Utah State was a former Broyles Award winner?
He used to be the defensive coordinator, Anderson, right?
Yeah, Anderson.
At Utah.
That's right.
And now he's a Utah State head coach. They're both 8-2, I think, this year. So.
Oh, I think I went to that. I'm going to go Utah.
Okay, she's going Utah State.
And they gave up so many points, La Tech, last week.
They give up a lot of points every week, but they also have the
I think they can outscore anybody. I'm going La Tech.
The best export from Arkansas in some time in Kenneth Dixon. He is fantastic. I'm going with Kenneth Dixon.
In honor of Jerry Spears, I'm taking Tech.
Thank you. My father-in-law will be thrilled to hear it. Utah State, we did that one. Rutgers and Cincy. I'm not even sure why we're picking this game, to be honest, other than the fact that both teams have good records. Rutgers is on the road, and Rutgers lost against Kent State and beat Arkansas. What a year they're having. Who'd ever thought that was possible?
We should pick Wisconsin and Ohio State instead.
No, because I care less about that game.
Why don't we have Texas Aggies on here somewhere?
Cincinnati's a 6.5-point home favorite.
I'm going with Munchie, Legault, and Cincinnati.
I'll go with...
Munchie. What a great name.
I'll go with Cincinnati. We got a lot of good names.
Can you imagine if Munchie came to Crazy Mike's, how much of the food he would eat if
then
he
I'm
had the Munchkins?
Rutgers.
He'd be like the Pac-Man.
He would.
It'd be cool if he brought... what's that guy's name? Boo-Boo? Yogi?
Yogi.
Yogi from Indiana. Farrell.
Pat loves Yogi.
Pat, who you got there, bub?
Yogi.
You going Cincy or Rutgers?
He did Cincinnati.
Pat's torn.
You did Cincy, I thought.
Oh, we saw what Rutgers could do. You know what? I'm going Rutgers.
I saw what they can't do, too, against Kent State. Crazy Mike, you leaving? You got to go fill some holiday orders, I heard.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here.
You can stay as long as you like.
I know. I thought about staying until Randy's show, but I think I'm going to have to get out of here.
He doesn't even come in anymore.
Oh, well, then I'm definitely leaving.
Crazy Mike, we're in your debt for the food, my friend.
Appreciate it,
gentlemen. Crazy Mike.
Hey, y'all call us 907-6453, and we'll get you taken care of.
Online at crazywithak-mikes.com. Check him out online as well. Carrie will tell you people more about what you're up to coming up.
All right.
Arkansas, I want to tell you about what's going on at Landers Ford in Benton. Check out the 2013 Escape with the all-new body style. We have the same old body style, but the Ford Escape has a new one. 31 miles a gallon. Think of all the time and money you're going to save when you don't have to stop and fill up as often. I actually hope that someday they come up with, you know, the tanker planes that can fill up planes in mid-flight. Why don't they have tanker trucks that can fill up my car in mid-drive? It seems like it would be way easier. If they can do it at 40,000 feet, why can't they do it on the ground? Just saying. Anyway, get into Landers Ford in Benton. It just seems like a great idea. Maybe make a lot of money doing that. Just slow down to 25 miles an hour and fill your car up. Anyway, I digress. They don't have refueling tankers at Landers Ford, but they got everything else for you, and deals abound. They are the number one certified pre-owned dealer in the state. They are at exit 121. They are in Benton, 501-315-4700. Go see Kelly, Mike, and Randy on your way to a playoff game maybe tonight, although I think Benton's on the road. But you want to go see Wallace Foot Clown tonight.
I have a flux capacitor on my car.
Do you really?
How do you generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity to run it?
As long as you can hit 80 miles an hour.
No, how can you?
Go to Benton, check out Landers Ford, then go watch Benton play at Pine Bluff tonight. You're in your neck of the woods, Mike. Big Baby actually has a flux capacitor, he told me. He spent like $300. He's like, it was a really good investment. I'm like, yeah.
We can go back in time and eat some more Crazy Mike food.
There you go.
I told Big Baby, I said, you should go home and sit in your living room and look at your flux capacitor without a girl with you. That'd be awesome.
The heavily traveled Thanksgiving holiday can be a dangerous time of year.